Recently, I was watching a video series entitled The Widow. It is the story of a woman whose husband mysteriously disappears while traveling in Africa. She is intent on finding out what happened to him and hopefully finding him alive. She goes to extreme measures and faces grave danger. She was passionately committed to this endeavor and willing to risk her life in the process because of her love for her husband. Jesus, as we know, was totally committed to his mission of enabling the kingdom of God. He knew that his Father wanted the poor and vulnerable, in fact, all people, to know that they belong to the kingdom of God, even if they were not able to follow the legalistic prescriptions of the Jewish law. He knew that detailed following of religious law did not bring about God's kingdom. So instead, Jesus taught, by his words and example, the general principles of living in the kingdom of God. Because of Jesus' love for his Father, he committed himself wholeheartedly to this mission. Jesus wants us, his friends and disciples, to learn from him and to follow his example. If we want to know what living in God's kingdom looks like, then we look at Jesus. If we want to see what a fulfilled and whole human life looks like, then we look at Jesus. Before Jesus sends his disciples out to preach the good news of the kingdom, he teaches them and us an important lesson about commitment. Whoever loses his life or her life for my sake will find it. If you want to find your life, try losing it. If you are willing to lose your life, you will find it. Does this sound like crazy talk? It seems that losing one's life in the gospel sense means being willing to commit one's life wholeheartedly to a purpose or cause outside oneself, to something greater than oneself, for the glory of God, like a commitment to the kingdom of God. It means moving beyond one's comfort zone and fears to engage in something more important than oneself. We can embody our following of Jesus or our commitment to the kingdom of God in many different ways, depending on who we are and where we live. Perhaps that commitment is to one's marriage, to one's education, to achieving justice, to ministry in the church, or to bringing peace to the world. But so often we put our self-interest first, our safety, our security, rights, our wants, desires, our power and wealth. We put the focus on ourselves and what we want, not on something or someone greater than ourselves and outside ourselves. Jesus wants us to live a happy and fulfilled life. But fulfillment also depends on our willingness to give ourselves away for the good of others. It seems Jesus asks us today, to what cause or purpose are you willing to commit yourself? How are you willing to embody in your own humanity your commitment to the kingdom of God? Are you willing to risk losing yourself with me in order to find your true self? How far will you go? Are you willing to put your life on the line? Are you willing to commit yourself to some value, purpose, person, or cause that is more than you? Or will you play it safe? If you play it safe, are you more alive than if you are totally committed to something greater than yourself? Jesus enfleshed his passionate commitment for the kingdom of God. He was willing to lose his life for its sake. People could look at Jesus, see his example, hear his teaching, and know what it means to lose one's life and then find it. We hear Jesus, our friend, who desires our fulfillment, reminding us, unless the grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit.